Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Indianapolis Colts and their NFL draft needs for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Jeremiah, what is going on, my man? I'm feeling great this week, and do you know why? It is because the NFL draft is finally here. This is the week of the draft, and it is going to be electric all week leading up to it. We've got just a couple more teams to pump out what their draft needs are, and then I don't know about you, man, but I feel like we're one of the only channels out there that have done every single NFL team. Perfect timing, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that is something to really think about, not only for the draft. And so thank you for that amazing stat that we have, once we finish today, we'll have covered every single team. Is think about this. If you are watching these after the draft, you can go to our YouTube channel where you have an amazing playlist that's got every video all compiled, all ready to go. You can go back through. You can see, were we correct? You can see where there's some people that move different places and were their needs filled in this draft prospect. So thank you so much for that again, Mr. Logan Landers. And thank you to our audience for supporting us as we went through all 32 teams. So, Mr. Logan Landers, today, though, we're talking about the Colts. What are the Colts' needs for this draft, and what can we look forward to?
Yeah, let's talk about it, man. So the Colts had – it was a good season, but it ended in a very rough way for them. Missed the playoffs on the last day of the year, their last game. Lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars in a very big upset. They would have won. It would have got them into the playoffs, but that is just not the way that fate turned out for them that day. And so they are now waiting for this upcoming year. Brand new team, brand new quarterback. I'll get to that in just a second. And I think that they're loading up, I believe, for a very good 2022 season. But before we talk about their draft needs, let's talk about what they've done in free agency up to this point as well, because that is very important, as that is how it can help them in the draft already. That might fill some needs. So let's go into it. Let's talk about some of the gentlemen who have re-signed with the team, who are new teams, or who are still waiting for contracts. We'll start with those free agents right now, the ones who are currently not employed at the moment, but still looking for that next big contract. We got Eric Fisher, T.Y. Hilton, Xavier Rhodes, Sam Tevy, T.J. Carey, Julian Davenport, Andrew Sendejo, Jahlil Adey, Michael Badgley, Antoine Woods, Nick Nelson, Robert Wintour, Courtney Davis, Sky Moore, and Ibrahim Campbell. Going on to the gentlemen who are with new teams this year, bid the Colts adieu and are going on to a bright new pasture, going to a new team. We have two of them going out to sunny California, Greg Odom and Kimoku Ture. We have Alquaid Muhammad, the edge rusher, and Matthew Adams heading to the Chicago Bears. We have Isaac Rochelle going to the Browns. Taylor Stallworth is headed to the Kansas City Chiefs, and that is all of their players who have went to new teams. So not a whole lot of guys. You like to see that. And now let's talk about the re-signings, guys who were with the team last year and decided to re-up for a new contract. We have Mo Alie-Cox, Tyquan Lewis, Ashton Dolan, Matt Pryor, Zaire Franklin, and those are the gentlemen there. And now let's talk about the brand new players for this team that I know all the Colts fans are happy to see on the field and seeing how they're going to produce. We have Armani Watts coming over from the Chiefs, Rodney McLeod, the safety from the Eagles, Stephon Gilmore, the cornerback from the Panthers. We have Brandon King, the linebacker from the Patriots, two Raiders with Yannick Ngakoue and Brandon Facyon. We have Jake Verretti, the kicker from the Baltimore Ravens, Brandon Kemp, the left tackle from the Titans, and of course, their brand new shiny quarterback, young as ever, Matt Ryan. And then also, I mean, hey, you know, they've lost Carson Wentz. We know he went to the Commanders. Zach Pascal went to the Eagles. Mark Lewinsky went to the Saints. Rocky Sin to the Raiders. And then also Marlon Mack to the Texans and Chris Reed to the Vikings. So they've lost, you know, a decent amount of guys. They have signed some new ones. And they're still waiting for some that they can potentially re-sign in free agency. They're still out there waiting. They might just wait till training camp. So that leads me now to the draft. Let's look at their draft picks right now. What do they have at the moment? Well, they don't have a first-round pick, but they do have a second-round pick with pick 42, third-round pick 73, and the fourth-round pick 122, two fifth-round picks, 159 and 179, a sixth-rounder at 216, and finally a seventh-round pick at 239. So a decent amount of picks, just no first. You have one in every other single round, so you like to see that. So what do the Colts need to address? What is probably their most glaring detail they have yet to address that they can really help out in this draft? I think for me personally, and I've talked to some friends of mine who are Colts fans out there, live in Indianapolis, and they have said, yeah, we got to get a receiver. You got to get one. So I'm trusting my buddies on this. I've also done some research, and I agree. You have to go and get a really solid, talented wide receiver for Matt Ryan. And we have talked about a ton of really good receivers in this draft, but I feel like with the, like I said, T.Y. Hilton's still a free agent. Pittman is still on the rise. You still can get another high quality quarter or another high quality receiver with that second round pick. You really can. So you can get someone there, help address that need right off the bat and give Matt Ryan another piece. Speaking of Matt Ryan, you got to get him some help on the offensive line as well. Get a tackle in there, help out your front line, and protect your quarterback, because Matt Ryan, man, we love them in Atlanta, but if there's any bit of pressure, he ain't going to be running too far. So you got to hope that you can get some, you can always beef up that offensive line room to help him out as much as possible as he ages day by day. Like I said, go heavy with receivers mostly. It would not surprise me if they go with possibly two in their handful of draft picks, maybe even more, you never know. And then also help them out too. Get a tight end. Just go all offense this heavy. Because, I mean, if you get Matt Ryan, you got Jonathan Taylor, and then you can get, you know, Pittman and then a bunch of your draft picks, I mean, it would look pretty good on that Colts offense. And, I mean, that is really the key to this game nowadays, is how good is that offense? How many points can you put up? And is your defense good enough to stop the offensive onslaught of the other team? Like I said, I feel like they need to go with another running back. Not really to replace Jonathan Taylor, of course, but to serve as a third down back, serve as someone to help carry some of the other load. So definitely rock with another running back as well. And then finally, in the later rounds, you can go on defense, help out your safeties, help out your corners, because there is very plentiful when it comes to that category. So help them out in your later round picks. Just give them some more depth. And I think the Colts are in good shape this year. Like I said, they usually when you see a team does not have a first-round pick, you get a little worried. It's like, all right, well, they're not going to get the best talent in the draft. But like I said, since they have a second-round pick and then far beyond in every other single round, there's not too much they need to address. I mean, you've got a brand-new quarterback. You've got a very talented running back. Your defense is pretty solid. And I feel that if the Colts go heavy with the receiving core, help them out with the receivers, the tight end perhaps, go with a backup running back, and then help out your defense here and there. Like I said, maybe one or two picks on defense wouldn't surprise me. But I think the Colts are in good shape this year for 2022. We'll see how they do. But, you know, the draft is in just a handful of days, Jeremiah. We'll see who they call in their second round selection.
Absolutely.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And for all of our Indianapolis Colts fans, tell us in the comments, what do you think? What are their needs? Who do you think will be drafted? And what are you looking forward to for this next amazing season with the Colts? And if you're watching us live, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. our podcast is growing so quickly. You can listen over on Spotify. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. We love our Apple Podcast listeners. Make sure that you subscribe and just drop us a little note on there and just say in the review, you can just say, hey, I'm listening to the show, guys. Love it. That's all you got to do. You don't have to give us an in-depth informational review unless you want to. And if there's anything that you'd love to see us do differently or improve, you can throw that in there too. But we love our podcast listeners. We love everybody, including our Apple Podcast listeners, our Spotify listeners, Amazon, Overcast, Google Podcasts, anywhere that you listen to a podcast, we are there. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. And you can see our football sitting on the 50-yard line waiting for you every single day with new episodes. So thank you to the Believe Podcast Network for helping us bring you the amazing shows every single week. And thank you to Logan Landers, our host, for covering the NFL draft. And we're talking about the Indianapolis Colts and their needs for this upcoming draft this week. Thank you so much for watching. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long. We'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.